The Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, has released the second of its pre-election environment findings covering August 31 to September 28. According to the report, almost 94% of CODEO observers did not witness or hear of anyone being given money or other valuables to influence their choices. However, in some few instances, some members of the NPP and NDC were engaged in some form of vote buying. For instance, a group of NDC members were seen moving from house to house, distributing cutlasses, fertilizers and used clothes to the people of Asampaneye community in the Ahafwano southeast of the Ashanti region on 21st September. In a similar vein, members of the NPP were also seen providing 20 bags of cement to the people of Apembo community in the Wutusenya West constituency of the Central region to construct a bridge. We bring you excerpts of this report.
CODEO has been observing the general political environment, including pre-election preparatory activities by state and non-state actors, civic and voter education programs, as well as political party campaign activities. It also observes the conduct of the security agencies, electoral irregularities, and pre-election dispute adjudication. According to the report, the Electoral Commission is undertaking key preparatory activities ahead of the elections across the constituencies. Radio continues to remain the main medium for civic and voter education in the constituencies. The National Democratic Congress, NDC, and the New Patriotic Party, NPP, continue to remain the most visible parties with regard to election campaigning activities across the constituencies under observation. Four key policy priority issues, education, unemployment, health, and corruption, dominated political party campaigns in the constituencies. The NDC leads as the party that featured women and persons with disability as the leading speakers on their campaign platform, followed by the NPP, CPP. Apart from Asampaneye and the Opembo communities, vote inducement incidents were seen in the Asante Akim North constituency in the Ashanti region, Tonon constituency in the Northern region, Bongo and Bilsa South constituencies in the Upper East region, and Jirapa constituency in the Upper West region. CODEO also reported that chiefs were generally abiding by the constitution and election rules to remain non-partisan. However, about 5% of CODEO observers reported otherwise. Instances where chiefs were seen engaging in active partisan politics were high in the Volta and Borno-Ahafo regions.
That was a News Desk report.